Wikipedia.
Today is Friday, November 29th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Suicidal Tour. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Hello, dear listeners, and welcome to another episode of Wikipedia, where we explore fascinating Wikipedia articles and delve into the stories behind them. I'm your host, Alloy, and today we're journeying into the world of rock and roll with the legendary heavy metal band Suicidal Tendencies and their iconic Suicidal Tour. Now, first things first, when you think of heavy metal bands from the 1980s, what comes to mind? Black leather? Intense guitar riffs? Energetic live performances? Suicidal Tendencies had it all. Formed in Venice, California in 1980, they were pioneers of the crossover thrash genre, blending punk rock's raw energy with thrash metal's blistering intensity. But it wasn't just their music that caught the world's attention. It was their unforgettable live performances. The Suicidal Tour embarked in the early 1990s, supporting their fifth studio album, Lights, Camera, Revolution, which was a critical and commercial breakthrough. This tour was a period of transformation for the band, both musically and in terms of their lineup. It cemented their position in the annals of rock history, not just for their fan base, but in the larger metal and punk landscape. Now, picture this. It's the height of the era, and you're standing in a dimly lit concert hall, feeling the bass reverberate through your chest. Suicidal Tendencies are engulfing the stage with a kinetic energy that's almost palpable. Vocalist Mike Muir's raw intensity is matched only by the powerful punch of the band's sound, an exotic blend of punk's rebellious spirit and metal's unapologetic aggression. It's not just a concert, it's an experience. Imagine being in that crowd. Have you ever been part of something that transcends a standard show? Something that has almost a mystical connection between performer and audience? For many, those who attended the Suicidal Tour still recount it as a life-altering experience. Music has this incredible ability to unite us, regardless of our backgrounds or beliefs. So I ask you, dear listeners, what concert or performance has left a mark on your soul? A hallmark of the Suicidal Tour was its paradoxical nature. Despite the band's name and the aggression in their music, there was a sense of catharsis, of finding release through the noise and chaos. It's interesting, isn't it, how something can be both aggressive and healing at once. There's a conversation to be had about the therapeutic aspects of heavy music. How can fast, loud, and abrasive music provide solace to its listeners? It's a topic worth pondering. Moving on, the band's lineup during the Suicidal Tour featured some legendary musicians, including the remarkable skills of Rocky George on guitar and Rob Trujillo on bass, the latter of whom would go on to join Metallica. The technical proficiency of these musicians was stunning. They contributed significantly to the complex, intricate sound that defined the tour. It's amazing how a group of people can come together to create something so powerful, isn't it? In examining the cultural impact of this tour, it also set a precedent for future fusion bands. Many modern acts draw inspiration from Suicidal Tendencies' ability to blend genres seamlessly, genres that you wouldn't typically expect to harmonize. This fusion paved the way for new subgenres and movements in the music world. The tour was more than just music. It became a significant cultural marker for its time. I'd like to take a moment here to reflect on the power of crossover music. Within your own musical explorations, have you noticed unexpected synergies between seemingly disparate genres? Maybe a song that introduced you to a whole new world of sound, something that changed your musical tastes entirely? There's an incredible harmony in diversity, both in life and in art. As we draw closer to the end of our exploration of the Suicidal Tour, I'd like to highlight the band's enduring legacy. Though the tour took place over two decades ago, the impact of Suicidal Tendencies continues to resonate. Their influence can be heard in the way rock and metal have evolved, embracing even more complex fusions and dynamic performances. They were trailblazers, and their tour was a crucial chapter in rock history. Before we wrap up, let's talk about the broader implications of such tours on society and culture. Music has always been a reflection of the times, a voice for the voiceless, and a unifying force across borders. The Suicidal Tour was no exception. In a world often divided by ideologies and interests, music stands as a universal language. It questions societal norms, opens dialogues, and offers an escape or a place to belong. How has music shaped your worldview or connected you with others who are different from you? As we close today's episode, I encourage you to delve deeper into suicidal tendencies and perhaps explore their discography if you haven't already. Their music might just offer you something unexpected, an insight, a thought-provoking lyric, or simply a moment of sheer enjoyment. Thank you for joining me on this trip down rock and roll's memory lane. I hope you found it as thrilling and thought-provoking as I did. Until next time on Wikipedia, keep questioning, keep exploring, and keep rocking on.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Suicidal Tour. Thanks for listening. See you next time.